This Sunday, once again, the second in the season of Easter, is also known in the church as Divine Mercy Sunday. Today, we are invited to celebrate the mercy of God in a special way, and also to remind ourselves that it is also our call to be merciful. Mercy, long story short, is offering love when the other person, quote unquote, does not deserve it. Mercy was, of course, central in the ministry of the Lord Jesus. He loved those who, by some standards, were thought of as not deserving God's love. In the Gospels, we see that the Lord would go out to dine with tax collectors who were not only known as public sinners, but also as enemies of the people because they collected taxes from their own people in service of a foreign and oppressive government, the Romans. Many disliked and marginalized them. Jesus, however, loved them, in hope, of course, that they would eventually draw closer to God and away from sin. The mercy of God. We also have the parable of the prodigal son. This son asked for his share in his father's inheritance, basically telling his dad, "Give me what I am supposed to get when you die, because you are like dead to me." The father gave him his share, and this son went to a distant country and spent all the money he had received until he was left with nothing, starving, and now considered an impure. In the midst of his misery, this son acknowledged his sin and decided to go back to his father, who technically did not have the obligation to welcome him back. He had just been told by his son, "You're pretty much dead to me." The father, however, when he sees his son coming from afar, a son that did not deserve his love, the father hastens towards him and loves him to the point that he even throws a party to welcome his son back into the family. The mercy of God. In the gospel for today, we have yet another show of God's infinite mercy when the risen Christ appears to his disciples. The Lord had just been through his passion and cross, which also involved a very painful experience with his disciples. One of them had betrayed him. The other one denied him, and the rest abandoned him, except for the one whom Jesus loved. In today's gospel, the risen Lord appears to this same group of disciples after all these events had taken place. And I can imagine that when the disciples saw the Lord and the wounds in his hands, his feet, and his side, they were probably reminded of that night when they left the Master alone to his fate. In the midst of their surprise, the risen Lord invites one of them, Thomas, to put his hand into the wound of the Lord's side. In doing this, Thomas perhaps thought this was a way for the Lord to say, "Look at what I just went through, and you were not there." Yet, when Thomas put his hand into the Lord's side, he encountered a wound, yes, but also the heart of the Lord beating behind that wound. Instead of blame and condemnation, Thomas found a heart that loved him, that loved and forgave the whole group. The mercy of God. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has also been merciful to each one of us. And today, he is asking us to be merciful towards others, just as like our Father in heaven is merciful. Perhaps we have people in our lives whose behavior has wounded us in the past. And today the Lord is inviting us to love them, to will their good. Mercy does not make sense according to the standards of a world that favors revenge or retaliation over forgiveness, or holding on to grudges over letting go and letting God. Our world tends to cancel those who have made mistakes and those who do not have the spotless profile that sometimes certain companies or even perhaps ourselves expect from others. We are not of the world, however. We are different. We are Christians. We celebrate mercy, the mercy of God, and we also heed the call of the Lord, who asks us to be merciful, just as our Father in heaven is merciful.